there are so many women out there that are taking a stand against gender inequality and are paving the way for the future generation. Ordinary women that are creating a more inclusive and powerful society, free from stereotypes, racism and sexism. And I'm here to share their stories with all of you. Stay tuned, because this is WEN Power, your source of inspiring, powerful and positive stories. And I'm here to discover how we can change the narrative, one story at a time. I am your host, Ilaria Biancacci, journalist and founder of WEN Power. Hello and welcome to a new episode of WEN Power Podcast. We are here today with Kelly Newton. She's the founder of Nixie Buddy, an underwear brand, and we are here today to talk about a lot of taboos. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing? You okay?
Very good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you. Very good.
Are you ready for this?
I am. Let's go. Let's do it. Knock me out with the questions.
So there is a question that I like to ask to every guest here on my podcast, and is, what is that you are fighting or standing for today?
Okay. I'd say it's probably trying to bring less taboo subjects out into the open to help give women the confidence to kind of deal with the issues that we're dealing with. So I think probably my expertise is talking about incontinence. I'm often talking about wetting myself, and also the menopause. So I can talk about my own experiences there. They're still pretty much taboo subjects, but they're subjects that I'm quite happy to talk about and share my experiences in the hope that it will help other women. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for accepting this. This interview is the first time that here on WEN Power Podcast, we actually dive deep into these topics. And it's really important, you know, to raise awareness on menopause. On we previously talked about period, but menopause is another part of our lives as women. And it's, you know, too often shush about rather than, you know, openly talk, even between women ourselves. So I think it's really great to have you here today and to learn a little bit more about your journey as a founder, how Nixie Buddy came to life, and also a little bit more about yourself, you know, as a woman, as a leader yourself.
Yeah, okay.
So tell me, what is that you are passionate about? What drives you?
Okay. I think for me, I'm a woman, and so I've had periods. I'm now going through the menopause. I've got four teenage foster daughters, and they all have their periods. So for me, I just want people to feel comfortable with their bodies and to know about what their bodies go through. So I'm not medically trained or anything like that, but I have a life experience of going through these issues. And since I founded my business back in 2019, the journey that I've kind of taken has educated me on so many different issues and things that I wasn't aware of, you know. Nowadays, when girls go through their periods, they've got like these tracking apps. I mean, that's just amazing. And I just found out recently as well, I don't have periods. I had a hysterectomy in 2014. So I've not had periods for about 8-9 years. But I know that there are some days where I feel great. There are other days where I'm not feeling so great. But I can still use that tracker to track, you know, how I'm feeling, and then I can work out. So if I want to do a workout, I can track, actually, is it a good time for me to be working out? Am I my kind of energy levels okay? Or today is a day that maybe I just need to rest and take it easy, and then I'll go back and do that. So just little things like that I've learned, that probably women of my age don't know. If they're not having periods, they're probably thinking, maybe the same as me, that, you know, hormones, That because they're not having a period, they can't track their hormones, but you can still track all of that. So, you know, there's things that I'm finding out that I'm able to share through my social media and through my website, and to maybe help other people on their kind of midlife journey. You know, we all have different experiences, but someone would always resonate with your story. So, you know, some of the things that have happened to me, somebody else might think, well, that's not my experience, but there'll be somebody out there that thinks, actually, I'm going through that, or I've been through that, and that makes total sense to me. So, you know, by sharing your story, you are helping other women, definitely. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And what are the early experiences that have shaped your path, either, you know, personal or career? And is there any maybe influence that you had when you were growing up that made you the woman you are today?
I don't know, actually. I think, my mum, I'm a foster carer as well. So we've been fostering for 18 years, and that's because my mum worked with foster children.
Okay.
Obviously I was then influenced by my mum. And to do that job, you do need to be, a certain kind of person. You need to be caring. You also need to have a lot of patience. So probably, my mum's probably been one of the biggest influences in my life, for sure. There are lots and lots of women out there that I've met on my journey through life that have influenced me in one way or another. People who I've maybe only met for an hour or so have influenced me. There's a particular businesswoman that I can think of that I met a couple of times, and she's one of the most amazing female founders that I think is around. She's done so many great things. She's the founder of the Female Lead.
So
she does amazing things, and I've had an opportunity to meet her, and I think in some way she's inspired me through my business journey as well, just through being a really kind and approachable person. So, yeah, lots of people along my journey that I've met, especially now, recently through the company, I've met some amazing women who have just wanted to help me and guide me and share their knowledge with me. And I think actually now is such a good time to be a female founder, female businesswoman, because there's lots of us kind of popping up. So many women want to help you. And it's been lovely for me. It's been so inspiring. As an older woman, I've never really been in business. I've always kind of, my business was looking after children. That was kind of what I've always done. So I'm not a natural businesswoman, I don't think. But having these younger, inspirational women around me has really, really helped me on my journey. So I'm really grateful to all of the women that I've met that have supported me.
Being a businesswoman myself too, I do appreciate the power of the network that is growing around me. And I think that sometimes without them, I would be lost.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And maybe, as you said as well, 10 years ago, I would not have the same support or the same resources, right, the same experience, because the world is evolving, entrepreneurship is evolving, there are more women founders out there, and we are just becoming stronger together because we support each other.
Yeah.
So this is really beautiful. And
it's lovely. I just did a panel actually on incontinence and menopause for Holland and Barrett on Friday, and there were 15 of us, I think, all together, and some of the women I have met before, they were on different panels to me. And do you know what? I've only met probably a handful of the women, but all of the women, it was like we'd known each other for years. It was so lovely. We were hugging each other when we left, and, taking numbers down and shit, because I know there's no competition between us, that, we're all just in it because we want to make a difference. We want to be able to share our knowledge. And it was such a lovely feeling, honestly. I came away absolutely beaming. I'd had the best day just sitting and talking with these amazing women. It's just lovely. It's so lovely. Yeah.
Again, 100% agree with you. Every time I go to an event, every time I find myself in a room full of women, entrepreneurs, women in business, it's just, well, I don't know, it's another kind of energy, and it's so revitalizing, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And let's get to I want to know, what's the light bulb moment when you decided you wanted to create Mixly Body?
Are you ready for this? Okay, right. So, my eldest son is 22. So since my eldest son was born, I've suffered with stress and urge incontinence. I had lots of issues with that. Been to the doctors. I've had a little operation down there. I've then had endometriosis, then had to have a hysterectomy, and then started the menopause. So sadly, as I've got older, my bladder has got weaker, but I've always liked to play sports and keep fit. And so I was playing hockey at a new team, didn't really know many people there, but every time I stretched for the ball, I would leak a little bit. And it was really embarrassing. And I was really conscious that I was going to leak through my leggings. So I kind of said, oh, I've just wet myself. And they were so lovely, the ladies. And one of them went, oh, don't worry, I do that all the time. She said to me, you know, oh, this is, you know, and then somebody else piped up, you know, oh, me too, me too. So it kind of made me feel less alone. And I kind of knew then I'd found my tribe at my hockey team. But what I did, I thought, I don't want to keep using disposable sanitary products, because obviously I've got four teenage daughters who all menstruate, and I was really conscious about how much waste we were producing as a family. So I decided to look and see if there were any washable knickers that I would want to wear. Couldn't see anything on there that I liked. They all looked a bit old fashioned, and I still want to look nice and I still want to feel attractive, and I don't want to feel like I'm wearing a nappy. So my light bulb moment was, well, I'm going to design a pair that I want to wear. So I designed mine. So the gusset is hidden underneath. You can't see it. It's really discreet. They've got a seamless scalloped edging, so you cannot see the lines of the knickers underneath the tightest of gym leggings. But they're also, they've got four layers of absorbent gusset as well. So it took me ages to do. Honestly, it was so stressful. I was going through the menopause. I was not in a great place anyway. Kind of my symptoms were anxiety and, you know, a depression. I was in a terrible state. So it took me about 2 years to find out what I needed to do. So I found a designer, and she worked through the ideas that I had. We got the tech pack made up. I then managed to find a manufacturer and had some samples made. And then I just thought, you know what, I love them. I'm just going to order 4,000 pairs of knickers, which is what I did. I had no idea what I was going to do with them, how I was going to sell them. And yeah, then had to obviously set up my own website. And if you speak to my children, you'll know I can't even turn the TV on. I'd still text my kids asking them, how do I work the TV? It's so complicated nowadays. I preferred it when you had to get up and go across the room and press the button to turn it on. So yeah, it was a very difficult time. But yeah, as soon as I set up my website and put my knickers on there, they started to sell. It was really weird. I don't know how it happened. Then obviously was furloughed from work. So at that time I was working as a receptionist in a medical centre, and started to teach myself how to do PR and ads and stuff like that. Then won an award in Women's Running magazine, and it just kind of went a bit crazy from there. So I never went back to work. I've just been selling knickers, and we've got five different styles now with three different absorbances. We've got a fantastic, you know, so many of our customers come back, returning customers. We've got about 35% of our customers return to buy again and again. And yeah, we're now stocked on Decathlon, Mountain Warehouse. We're just about to launch on Debenhams. We sell to lots of zero waste shops. We sell on menopause websites. And it's just completely changed my life, honestly. It's just madness. I still can't believe that it's in 4 years. This is my life now. Yeah, crazy.
Well, that's definitely an amazing journey, no?
Yeah, an unexpected
one, that maybe you didn't expect to live, to go through. So,
well, at my age anyway, I was 48 when I founded the company. So, you know, for me, I was kind of ready to retire, I suppose, from everything, and let's start relaxing. And now I'm just, you know, 100 times busier than I ever was. But I'm not complaining, because I absolutely love what I do.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to tell you. And I mean, age in the end is only a number, you know. There is who says that because you are a certain age, you need to start working on the things you like to do. So it's really great that you find the inspiration and the courage, you know, to embrace this journey. So it's beautiful. And what is there any particular challenge that you faced when you decided to, you know, to become an entrepreneur and a founder yourself? You know, you mentioned that you self-taught yourself a lot of things, but anything in particular that you still, you know, stick with you, and maybe you can give some advice to some less experienced founder, entrepreneur out there?
I think the toughest thing for me was I was going through the menopause. So I, like I said, my first symptoms of the menopause were anxiety, depression. I was raging or crying most of the day. You know, I've really struggled with that. So to be setting up a company with absolutely no business experience whatsoever was really, really tough. But I took it at my own pace. So I didn't rush into stuff. I made lots of mistakes at the beginning. I mean, I had some packaging made that just wasn't up to scratch. But because somebody had ordered and I needed to get the packaging sorted, I rushed through it rather than asking them what do you need on the packaging or looking at shops. I just thought, oh, I'll put that on there. I wasted about £1,000 on packaging there. And that was a really, I remember sitting in my kitchen crying, thinking, oh, you know, because I'm completely self-funded. So that was a bit of a kick in the teeth for me, but it taught me a really valuable lesson. You know, don't rush into stuff, ask questions, don't be embarrassed to ask questions. It's made me tougher. It's definitely made me tougher running my own business. I'm not a walkover anymore. I used to be a yes person. If somebody asked me to do it, I would do it. And there's the old saying that if you want something done, ask a busy person. And I was always that busy person. I've got 6 children at home. I was working part time, but I would still take on. If anyone needed me to do something, I'd do the PTA. I'd do the run the, you know, the parties and stuff up at the football club. I was always that person doing that, helping everybody. But I'm more inclined now, if something doesn't work for me, I'll say, no, that's not going to work for me. And I'm not afraid anymore to ask people for help. Before, I just would try to get on with stuff. I'm not afraid. What's the worst that they can say? The worst they can say is no, but that's not bad. That, you know, they've replied to me, so that's fine. I'm a lot better at asking people for help now. Yeah, it's made me feel, you know, I've learned so many skills and I've met so many amazing people. I still can't believe that I'm here on this journey. Eternally grateful that I am. But it's a lot to do with the people that I've met and having the confidence now from growing in my business, you know, to speak up for myself. Yeah. And I have an amazing team around me. I'm very, very lucky. Met some amazing people who are now part of my team who are just lifting this to, you know, places that I never thought we'd go. So yeah, very lucky. When I say, I'm like, everyone says to me, you're not lucky. You've earned it. I've basically, you know, that's what people say, but I still think I'm a very, very lucky person.
I'm very dedicated and passionate.
Yes. Yeah. I want to make changes. I want people to feel confident in their bodies, and you know, and that's what the knickers for me. The knickers for me were to give me the confidence to carry on playing sports, to carry on doing what I wanted to do in my life. I didn't want anything to hold me back. And I know for me, exercise is really good for my mental health. I need to exercise. And if I can't do that, then I know that's going to really affect my well-being and everybody around me's well-being as well. So that is part of why Nixie Body to me, you know, it embodies the fact that we want everybody to keep moving, everybody to, you know, stay active if they can. And if it gives people the confidence to go and see their pelvic floor specialist, or just to get help on their pelvic floor, we know that we're not the answer to people having incontinence, stress incontinence, but we know it's very, very common. It isn't normal, but if we can help you on your journey to repairing your pelvic floor, then that's what we want to be there for.
Amazing. And so we talk about period, menopause, incontinence. These are all big, big taboos. But we said this before, they are part of every woman's life. And there is a lot that is being done wrong, from advertising on TV, from the news we read, even like, you know, workplaces not being really tailored to those needs. So in your experience and in your opinion, what do you think can be done to change the narrative on these topics and to help women feel more confident through all the phases of their cycle?
Education is totally key. You know, they're supposed to, so in regards to menopause, there was a massive campaign recently to get menopause taught as part of the school curriculum. That's been agreed, but I don't think it's actually coming into effect until next year, or it's started, but it's literally like a 10-minute thing on the menopause. Women, we all need, actually not just women, women and men need educating on all of these things, because it does, in some way, it's affecting everybody. You know, it's going to be affecting the young boy's mum or his nan or his sister. So it's really important. Education, I think, is key, and that needs to come from primary school. I actually think it needs to come from primary school. Girls as young as 12 should be doing girls and boys actually should be doing pelvic floor exercises. You should be already thinking about your pelvic floor health, because for starters, it's a massive drain on the NHS as you get older, not just in regards to incontinence products and having to have operations to do with, you know, pelvic floor health. If it can affect people, it can be debilitating. So especially for older people, it's embarrassing. The NHS say there's 3 to 6 million people in the UK that suffer with some degree of urinary incontinence, but that number's probably double because people are too ashamed and embarrassed to go to the GP. And a lot of those people who will not seek help end up not wanting to go out. So that can lead to depression. It can lead to obesity. But if we can just get it out there that, yeah, it's not normal, but it's very common and you're not alone, then, you know, it's going to help everybody. So education is definitely key. And I will talk about it till I'm blue in the face if it helps somebody.
If we start with a younger generation with education in school, we're already, I think, halfway through the solution.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's no surprises then, are there? There's no surprises. You kind of know what to expect. And boys need to know what's going on. So it's important that both sexes are involved in this education, for sure.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. How has your approach to obstacles changed over time?
I used to be the kind of person that if something happened, I would put that away and I wouldn't deal with it. But now if something comes up and it's completely, you know, it frightens me to have to deal with it, it doesn't matter. I have to deal with it head on. So I've become more confident by dealing with situations as soon as they arise rather than leaving them to one side. And maybe in the old days, going through like suffering with the menopause before I'd kind of knew it was the menopause, I would need to put something to one side until I had the mental capacity to deal with it. But now my thinking is I can get that done, that job that is really stressing me out, if I get that done first, my whole day is going to be a lot easier, because otherwise I'm just sitting there stressing about stuff. So yeah, I tend to deal with things head on now and just get it done and get it moved away, and then I can think about everything else I've got to deal with. So yeah.
What's your self-care strategy and what is that grounds you?
So it's probably, for me, it's exercise. I've got an amazing PT, Sarah. She was my PT before we went into lockdown. She was my PT all through lockdown, and twice a week I meet up with Sarah on a Zoom, and that just helps me immensely. Walking as well, I love to walk, so I do a lot of walking, probably to help with my mental health. Everything is to do with exercise. I take a lot of supplements as well. a lot of supplements, which again I think really helps towards my whole well-being. What else do? So I like to read. So yeah, I've always got a book or three books next to my bed, and I think that really helps me to relax over night time. That helps me to get sleepy, because obviously going through the menopause, my sleep pattern can be all over the place, which is frustrating, but I can always fall asleep really, really well when I'm reading a book. So I'll get a couple of pages in and my husband will find me at 3 o'clock in the morning with my book over my face and the light still on. I don't even realise. So yeah, lots of walking as well. And I like spending time with my husband. I actually do. I didn't think I'd ever say that. I really enjoy spending time with him. We do a lot of nice stuff together. And I've got some really nice groups of friends as well that I go out with and spend time with. So I think that's really important.
Amazing. Husband, if you're listening to us, now you know. Now you have the proof.
I don't want him to get a big head or anything. No.
What are you currently reading? How many books, maybe plural, because you say you have more than one.
This is so funny. I'm not a kind of self-help book kind of person. I really can't get into them. I've really tried. I've read a few different business books over the years. At the moment, to help me relax, I'm reading a book about serial killers.
Okay, wow.
And a fantastic book I've just finished was about a forensic scientist who dealt with lots of kind of murder scenes and stuff like that. But I just find that switches me off from work. I don't need to think about business or work or anything to do with that. It just gives me something else to think about. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, is a switch, is a very different, your mind is focused on who is the killer, you know?
Yeah.
That's why you probably, perhaps you completely disconnect from work, which is good.
Yeah. That's it. I know it sounds really peculiar, but that's my switch off is, serial killers. So, yeah.
Well, to be fair, one of my favorite TV series growing up and is still now is CSI.
Oh, my mum's favourite. Absolute favourite. Yeah. honestly, she loves that. I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV, firstly, because I don't know how to turn the TV on. So I'll only watch it if I'm sitting with my husband. But we tend to watch like documentaries on serial killers.
Okay.
So. Yeah, there's a theme going on there. Yeah.
I think it's our logic, you know, the logic side of our brain that still wants to, you know, investigate something, yes, discover something new. I don't know. It's intriguing. It's interesting. So it's okay.
It relaxes me. So that, you know.
So we are almost at the end of this beautiful conversation, and it's been so interesting to discover more about your journey so far. And I have two or three last questions for you. The first is, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Yeah, it's a real hard one I'd probably say believe in yourself more. I know that even to this day, I won't walk in. If a friend says to me, oh, I'll meet you in the pub, I won't walk into a pub on my own. I'll wait outside until they come. I get really nervous about things like that. Yeah, I've been on the telly a couple of times. I've done live television and I absolutely love it. I would say to myself, believe in yourself more, because you're capable of more than you think you are. And I'd say be braver. And I wish I'd been braver 20 years ago rather than waiting until the age that I'm now. But then maybe it wouldn't have been the right time. You know, I'm a great believer in things happen at the right time and they happen for a reason. But I think I just would like to say to myself, be braver. And I wish there was a way that I could make that happen even now, you know, sometimes. But probably that. Do you know what? Actually, educate yourself more. I've always been an avid reader. I love reading. But I look back now and wish that I left school at 16. So I've literally got O-levels and CSEs to my name and I've not ever done any other qualifications. But I love learning now. I absolutely love it. When my girls are moaning about their homework, I'm like, you don't realise how lucky you are to be learning. So I love learning new things all the time. But I really wish I'd got a better education. Mm. So I think that probably would have helped me to further my career a little bit quicker and earlier. Yeah.
Well, it's not too late for that neither.
I haven't got time.
Well, that's another thing, but otherwise it's not too late. And advice that you would like to share with all the women and men that are listening to this podcast today?
Don't be afraid to ask for help and network. There's always someone else that you can meet who will help you on your journey. And that old adage that it's not what you know, it's who you know, it's so true. That the people, the reason I think I've got as far as I have is because the people that I'm surrounded by, and it's not just my friends, it's friends of friends, it's people that I've met randomly at a business thing and now I've ended up being really good friends with and have really helped me on my journey, and hopefully vice versa. Share your knowledge. You know, don't look at people as competition unless they're doing exactly the same thing as you. Yeah, you need to be a little bit wary of what you're sharing. But I just think what you give out, you'll get back tenfold. So, and be kind. I think, kindness goes a long way, definitely.
I agree more. To complete this interview, we go back to the first question I asked you, but to wrap it up is, what is that you wish to stop fighting for?
I think equality, I suppose. I want everyone to be equal. I want to see the more I learn about what women have to go through and the differences between how women are treated to men. I mean, I feel like I've always been a feminist, but just the past few years since running my business, I feel so enraged about how women are treated. And it just makes me really, really cross. So I wish that we could just have equality for everybody and fairness. And yeah, that's probably it.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you. No, it's been lovely
doing this. It's been really interesting. Obviously, they don't know, but we had a previous conversation where we already, you know, discovered a lot of things about Kelly and Nixie Body. And I still need to get used to the new name, you know.
Oh, so do I. Don't worry. Oh, my gosh. I nearly said it wrong at the panel on the weekend. I was like, oh, my. I just stopped myself from saying the old name. And I still keep doing my email as my old email. It's so, it's going to take me ages to learn.
It's all right. It's all right. It's another part of the learning process. And if our audience would like to get in touch with you, discover more about you, how can we find you on social media?
Yeah, yeah. So we're Nixie Body on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok. So do, even at my age, we do TikTok. And also on LinkedIn, I'm Kelly Newton. So yeah, I'd love to connect with anybody. And if there's anyone that has any questions, then I'm always, if I can help, then I will.
Perfect. Amazing. Thank you again. And I hopefully see you again soon on One Power.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much.
If this was your first time listening to One Power podcast, thank you for taking the time. You can find us on Podbean and Spotify. Subscribe to our newsletter on wempower.co and keep up to date with all the future projects on all our social media at Wempower UK. Thank you to all the women out there that are following and supporting Wempower. I will continue to bring to you powerful, inspiring and positive stories from all over the world. Don't forget, together we empower women. This is Ilaria for Wempower Podcast. Until next time.